Asians for Global Food Security. At a regional level, Thailand plays host to the second satellite warehouse under the Disaster Emergency Logistics System for ASEAN Regional Stockpile, or DELSA, to deliver humanitarian relief for the Mekong sub-region. The satellite warehouse is but one evidence of Thailand's efforts to support and strengthen ASEAN collective response to disaster. Second, sustainable agriculture and food production can play a critical role in improving food security at both regional and global level in the long term. During Thailand's chairmanship of APEC 2022, we pushed forward the implementation of the Food Security Roadmap toward 2030, which was developed in 2021 through a 3S approach, which includes safety, security, and sustainability policy. Guided by Thailand's bio-circular green economic model, the implementation plan aimed to transform food system to become more resilient to major food insecurity drivers, including climate change, while empowering the economic potential of the people within the food system, especially MSME, women and girls. Thailand believes that the first United Nations Food System Stockpile Moment will be held next month at the FAO will provide us with another good opportunity to take stock of the progress toward transforming food system to become more resilient to future shock and crisis. We look forward to further share our perspective and experience at the forum. Third, as the world encounter an upward trend in climate-induced natural disaster, we should further explore the convergence between the Sendai framework for disaster risk management and humanitarian preparation and response. Health resilience is crucial in this regard. Thailand believes that health aspects of the Sendai framework should be further explored. To enhance its implementation, the Bangkok Principle on Health aspects of the Sendai framework, along with other relevant documents, can provide useful guidance to help countries strengthen resilience of their health system and better manage the risk of health emergency, including disaster-induced one. More resilient health system will also mean strengthened humanitarian assistance in time of need. To conclude, Mr. Chair, in this day and age of increasing disaster and growing humanitarian needs, humanitarian assistance and disaster risk reduction should be seen as part and parcel of sustainable development. Effective DRR still need to be complemented by prepare in humanitarian assistance if we are to increase resilience of countries and community. Without this, sustainable development cannot be attained. As the world will be reviewing the implementation of the 2030 agenda and the SDG at this halfway point, it's a need to take a holistic approach where DRR and humanitarian preparedness are taken into full account to this process so as to ensure a better future that we have not left no one behind. Thank you, Mr. Chair.